Tuesday, August 26th. OMG. We just got a group text from Victoria that the magazine photo shoot is definitely still on and scheduled for Thursday. Just great. This means I have less than 48 hours to find a new dress similar in color and style to the one Blaine designed for me. But that's not all. It also needs to match my bandmates. I don't mean to be negative, but what's the likelihood we're actually going to find this dress? I sighed. Maybe I should just come clean and tell Victoria what happened. So, your idea is to tell Victoria you threw away a $5,000 custom designer dress because you were having a bad day? Chloe said, rolling her eyes. She'll probably fire you on the spot and make you pay for the dress, Zoe grumbled. OMG, I hadn't thought of that, I groaned, feeling even more hopeless. To be honest, it shouldn't be too difficult to find a similar dress. We are in the fashion capital of the world, right? Zoe reasoned. This is the best place on earth to look for a dress. No question about it. My BFF Zoe is a genius. So we called area dress shops to ask if they had any gold dresses similar to a Blaine Blackwell. Several had real Blaine Blackwells, but they started at 3,000 euro. That's euros! And yes, those dresses practically cost more than our family car. After almost 2 hours, we finally found a shop with a gold dress that might work. It was 300 euro and on sale for 25% off. They placed the dress on hold so we could come and see it. Chloe, Zoe, and I took a taxi to a quaint little boutique 15 minutes from our hotel. The dresses there were absolutely gorgeous. We couldn't resist doing a try-on-a-thon, complete with shoes and accessories. OMG, we all agreed that my dress was perfect. For a cheap knockoff of a Blaine Blackwell, anyway. It was the exact same color gold and even had a jeweled bodice. I'll take it, I said happily to the sales clerk. Chloe, Zoe, and I did a group hug. I couldn't believe I was going to be able to do the magazine photo shoot after all. What a beautiful dress, the sales clerk smiled. We can barely keep this style in stock. And since we're having a sale today, this 400 euro dress at 25% off is 300 euro plus tax for a total of 360 euro. Will that be cash or credit? Chloe, Zoe, and I exchanged worried glances. We thought the dress was 300 euro minus 25% off plus tax for a total of 270 euro. So we'd managed to scrounge up 270 euro between us with our stipend money. But we were 90 euro short. My heart sank. We were panicking when the front door opened and we heard a very familiar voice. Victoria says this is the best boutique in town. It was Mackenzie. Worst timing ever. The sales clerk cleared her throat and asked again. So, girls, will that be cash or credit card? Actually, we're trying to decide that right now, Zoe answered, tapping her chin. Do we want to use cash or our credit card? She stalled. Hey, I have an idea, Chloe said. Let's just borrow 90 euro from... Ow! That hurt. I had just given Chloe a swift kick, and Zoe shot her a dirty look. Mackenzie narrowed her eyes at Chloe. Are you asking me to loan you 90 euro? Well, I... Chloe stammered as she glanced at Zoe and me. Mackenzie smiled. Chloe, of course I'll loan you 90 euro. So, what are you buying? Actually, it's a dress for... Me, Zoe interrupted. Chloe wants to buy a dress for me. Tomorrow is my birthday, and she is 90 euro short. Chloe stared at Zoe. What? I thought your birthday was... Ow! Chloe whined again. We'd like to pay for the dress with cash, Zoe told the sales clerk. What a gorgeous dress, Mackenzie gushed as we placed our money on the counter. She opened her purse and peered inside. I'm really sorry. I thought I had 90 euro, but I don't. My heart dropped again. So I'll just put the dress on my credit card, Mackenzie said. Chloe, you can pay me back after we get home from Paris. How does that sound? To be honest, it sounded too good to be true. Mackenzie paid for the dress with her credit card. Can we have the dress steamed and delivered to our hotel? Mackenzie asked the sales clerk. Definitely, and delivery is free, the sales clerk answered. We'll leave the dress with the front desk tomorrow afternoon. OMG! I was loving this new Mackenzie. I should have saved her life months ago.